Zimbabwe, welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, December the 6th, 2022. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. We start off with some breaking news from the World Cup matches in Qatar. The African continent has just exploded into a frenzy after the only team representing the continent this far, and Morocco beat Spain 3-0 on penalty shootouts to advance to the quarterfinals of these matches. Utaba oluchisayo esiqala ngalo lanxa nje silolunye udaba olumqoka esingalo namhlanje iMorocco okuyilo ilizwe ebeselisele kumncintiswano weWorld Cup ilizwe laseAfrica selinqobe iSpain nge-3-0 ngemva kwama-penalty shootouts okutsho ukuba ele Morocco selingenileke kuma-quarterfinals eWorld Cup. Tukutanga na unasi nenyaya iyafadza vanhu vakawanda kuAfrica inova nyaya yeWorld Cup. Chikwata che Morocco chinova icho chikwata che Africa changa cha Sara chiri chega kumakwikwi e World Cup chakunda Morocco 3-0 pa mitambo yema ye World Cup uyezve izvi zvichireva kuti Morocco yatopinda muma quarter finals e World Cup tichakupai nyaya iyo zvizere nguva inotevera. Now back to our main topic of today. Tonight we are revisiting the enduring problem of drug abuse among youths in Zimbabwe, with many doing hard substances such as crystal meth, heroin and cocaine. The country's largest psychiatric referral center, Ingwecheni Hospital in Bulawayo, is said to be experiencing a surge in the number of young people seeking treatment for mental health-related illnesses as a result of drug abuse. According to reporting by Newsday, cases at the hospital have been rising since 2020. Ingwecheni Hospital Clinical Director Wellington Ranga told the newspaper, quote, "In 2022, 449 new males were admitted while 400 were readmitted up to October this year. And from January to October, 449 new males were admitted and 400 were readmitted compared to 130 new females who were admitted and 168 females who were readmitted this year." The Newsday quoted Dr. Ranga as saying, "The problem at Ingwecheni is exacerbated by mass exodus of doctors and nurses who are abandoning their poor-paying jobs for greener pastures overseas." In September, hospital principal nursing officer Agnes Kabwemba told New Zealand Court, "We are facing an exodus of qualified personnel and a surge in cases of drug and substance abuse. This has resulted in a surge in admissions in our wards. We are receiving 2,500 outpatients per month. Yesterday, we admitted a 16-year-old who was abusing drugs." Mental health activists and health experts say Ingwecheni Hospital anecdote is a microcosm of a bigger problem pervading the country and its health institutions. Tonight we are asking, How best can Zimbabwe save its future by eradicating drug abuse among young people? Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Lamhlanje sibuyela njalo kudaba lokusetshenziswa kwezidakamizwa ngabasakhulayo. Lolu ludubo osolubhahile kakhulu eZimbabwe olubikwa solubangela ukuthi isibhedlela seInguteni ekobulawayo sandelwe ngabantu abagula umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yokusebenzisa izidakamizwa. Ngokubika kwephephandaba leNewsday kanye leNewsiana, iziphathamandla kulesi sibhedlela zikhala ngokuthi ziyandelwa ngabantu abadinga ukwelatshwa umkhuhlane wengqondo ngenxa yezidakamizwa. Kahle kahle kuyini okungenziwa ukuhlenga abasakhulayo abayibo ikusasa lethu? Ngumbuzo obalulekileyo ke lo esiwubuzayo namuhla. Kwaziwayo batereri ve Studio 7 na Nasi Muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka muZimbabwe zvikuru sei nevechidiki. Dambudziko iri rinonzi rapa kuti kuchipatara cheInguteni kuBulawayo kuzari vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nenyaya yekushandisa zvinodhaka izvi, zvinosanganisira cocaine, crystal meth pamwe chete neheroin. Vepanaure Newsday pamwe chete neNewsiana anoti vanachiremba kuchipatara ichi vari kuchema zvikuru nezvenyaya iyi. We begin our show tonight with our guest, and that's Mr. Wilson Box, director of Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. We also have Bulawayo Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo for Ward 26. In Bulawayo and elsewhere, community leaders are rallying young people and fighting back against drug abuse. And one of them, as said already, is our guest tonight, M. Ganwini, Ward 26 Councillor Mpumelelo Moyo, who organized a soccer tournament against drug abuse and encouraging voter registration among young people at the weekend. Councillor Moyo, let me start off with you. How rife is the issue of drug abuse in Bulawayo? We hear Inguteni hospital is full of, is registering an increase in young people, especially who are mentally disturbed as a result of drug abuse. How serious is this issue in the second city?
Okay, thank you very much, and good evening to listeners. Okay, the issue of drugs is kind of concern, is now a serious issue. We have got our youth who are ICE, who are jobless, who have resorted to drugs and substance abuse. It's a sad situation indeed. They are abusing those drugs because they have got nothing to do. They are always seated and ghosted in bridges. They're absolutely ICE. So at the end of the day, they end up doing substance abuse. And eventually, like you rightfully said in the beginning, that Inguteni is now full of frustration mainly from the youth who are unemployed. So you find that out that maybe for youth who are employed, the percentage maybe is very minimal. You can say even maybe 0.01 people who suffer from who are affected by the situation of substance and drug abuse. So many of these youth are people who are unemployed. They've got nothing to do because of this economic environment that we find ourselves in. It's very unfortunate that much of it is said that this is happening. But at times when you sit down with these youth, you find that they've got absolutely nothing to do. They have given up. They are staying in their Ghana, some parties they are saying Zimbabwe is hopeless, they may be spend their day just absorbing, doing those drugs and such and that too. They think it's far much better and they forget about their problems. For now, I'll end here. Thank you.
Njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba moyo sibone ngempela sonto sibone ngempela sonto uqoqa imidlalo yenguqu lapho obukhuthaza khona abasakhulayo ukuthi bayabhalisela ukuvota njalo bathiyane lezidakamizwa njengo councilor ophatheke kabi ngalolu daba usuke wayafika yini ingutsheni wabona umumo ukuthi unjani.
Yebo, ngiyabonga ngombuzo lowo. Kuliqiniso ukuthi ngize ngifike ngifikelwe ngumbono ukuthi ngenze i-tournament today, ukuthi ngenze i-awareness yama-drugs and substance abuse engutheni sengingavakatshela isikhathi esiningi. Okunye ngihambile ngisiyabona i-site visit njengokhansela, okunye ngibizelwe umntakamathelwane ade esingathi ade sebhula ingqondo, ngamthwala ngemota yami. Nakhona lenzutheni ngenxa yama-drugs izidakamiswa ngiphathe kakubi njengomkhokheli olonyana labantu ukubana abantu sebevula ingqondo ngento kanti esingayithi singayi-avoida njengelizwe nxa singaba le msebenzi njengoba nje ekuqaleni abantwana laba bayasuka kuma-drugs. Njengaba le tournament yezengugu ngitshone labo ilanga lonke abantwana laba abanye bakuma-drugs kodwa bebecausebele kule tournament yebhora azange bephatheke kuma-drugs azange beyenze okwezidakamiswa batshone bedlala ibhora kuthengisela ukuthi ngabantu sibili abatengqondo abantu abarizinayo abantu okuthi nxa obanisa into yokwenza njengoba bembathi i-tournament betshone beyenza bathiyana nama-drugs kule themba sibili kule hope ukuthi ama-drugs laba ngeniswa ukuswela okokwenza. Ngiyabonga.
Aha, siyabonga councilor Moyo uqhubeke ubambile khonapho. Tiuye kwamuri ba Boxer Wilson Box ndiwo director beZimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Muri kunzwa ba Box hanzi kuchipatara chengucheni kubulawayo ko kwazara vechidiki vanorwara nepfungwa nechikonzero chemadrugs kana kuti zvinodhaka zvakaita sana mutoriro and so forth. Situation yakamira sei kuzvipatara zvekuharareko?
Ndinotenda ngamoyo nyaya yemadrugs haisi ingucheni kupera asi kuti inyika yese. Chiri kukonzeresa kudaro inyaya yekuti madrugs ari kuwanika pese pese munyika yedu. Tine vari kuatengesa, toita vari kuatora kana kuti kushuta. Saka its now like tatone market yekuti kune masellers nemabuyers. Ende masellers nemabuyers anowanika ariwo, kune vanotengesa zvakawanda kuita vanokwanisa kutengesa zvinoenderana nehomo yako. Saka mastatistics emahospitals ekuno kuHarare edmoment anonso shuwa asi andinongoziva ndechekuti padzimba dzitatu kana kuti 3 houses right one inenge ine dambudziko renyaya dzemadrugs kwozouya uyezve kana tichitarisa mafone calls atinoreceiva pazuva tichiku receiva isusu more than 10 calls a day yevanhu vanenge vachitsvaga kuti vana vobatsirwa kupi nekuti madrugs avakanganisa kunyanyanyanya drug riya rinonzi crystal meth rakuvadza vana vedu vechidiki. Saka nyaya yemadrugs inyaya yamingati izvo yanetesesa muno muzimbabwe.
Thank you Deva Box, and also please do stay on the line. Abasanda kusixhuma singumsakazo we-Studio 7 na sisakaza singapha Voice of America eseWashington DC. For those who are just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, and we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. And now an update on the World Cup matches played today in Qatar. As said already, iqembu le Morocco selingenile kuma quarter finals awe World Cup chikwata che Morocco chapinda muma quarter finals World Cup mushure meku unda Spain, ngemva kunqoba Spain nge 3-0 kuma penalty shootouts. So kumelelwe ke ukubona ukubana iqembu le Morocco lizadlala laliphi iqembu phakathi kwe Croatia le Brazil, no phakathi kwe Portugal rather le Switzerland, zona ezizadlala kusikhatshana esilandelayo njengo 2 o'clock ngesikhathi sa konapa in Washington DC. So we are now waiting for Portugal and Switzerland to slug it out at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, a match that will determine which team goes to play Morocco on December 10 in the quarterfinals. Amanye amaqembu asevele esephakathi kuma quarterfinals, Croatia iyona eza ngqikilana le Brazil mhlaka 9 ngo Mpalakazi. Netherlands icha rakashana wo ne Argentina zuwa rimwe chete mswa 9 December. Morocco izadlala ke le qembu elizaphuma phakathi kwe Portugal le Switzerland mhlaka 10. Kuthi iNgilandi le France abanye abathi kungaba ingumdlalo esingathi yifinal ye World Cup lanxa nje kuyi quarter final. iEngland izadlala le France mhlaka 10. And here at VOA we are also human beings, and that means we are rooting for certain teams as well. Here is VOA's Andrea Tadic celebrating yesterday after her home team, Croatia, booked a place in the World Cup quarterfinals.
My name is Andrea Tadic. I'm excited about playing yesterday. We placed the quarterfinals. We went all the way to place second. Last time, we are going all the way up to place number one.
So do you think your team will win the World Cup?
Yes, is that a question?
That was VOA's Andrea Tadic speaking to Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye at the Voice of America Division World Cup match party yesterday. Now back to our main topic. Ndizo kere kwa muri vabox. Saka sezo dambuzi kwa iri richinzi rateke shiranyika yese. Todi seba na Zimbabwe.
Chekutanga tatimu kwa mta kuita kutarifa mitemu yedu ino ongoro vanya yadu madrugs. Mitemu yedu ili kushanda ere kana kutaifu kushanda. Nekutu nyeyacho mitemu pa ya kaifuwa tani makore akawandisa. Ndi nguwa yoyota sata ni madrugs arkuwa nikwa. Kani ini nguwa. Uye zuewa mwedu. Gawanda, tinima internet, tine a lot of things. Yatawa na zoomu nika medu saka vile zimidi viti paitiko ya kutio drug policy form, especially the dangerous drugs act chapter 15 the criminal code, chapter 9, 23, section 156 to 159. I think the drugs is a public health issue rather than a criminal issue. Public rehab centers at Iraqwa, so that means either the Mizrima drugs are actually good at the Roman and Saku Pasiva. That is in Anushka Buddha and the other in Kemo in Musunga. A Chinogoma is the carriage to take the Kuku, the Gispa, a natural in the Nanesi, a doctor, Kundukuni at a curriculum. In a battle specifically, my drugs to be in another drugs, I'm not to say. Nekutika research ya kutaita isusu zaka buda izu kuti izu wana mkoti ita wana unya zibuti kwa kuti wanga pasira nisei ni wana ujenza madragi za mwachi wana shambi ya tuchu pachirungu stigma ni discrimination muna akashika kiri wala zenye ya zima dragi wana aa ichi gundi uwa kili ukuku chimbono gara uku wana ujenza madragi kazi zikachu wana very sensitive ndi awazi kutiku kutuwa gara ubansi yo Saka ndiwezi mweza, kume kwanza kuti tindo kichiita, kutika mjibiri madragi yitere, matikota zida agabu ukae, nga haka kutika, kwa naka kutotuwa ya namiwa vitrafiki, vangi vangasi nga ito zinja kata aru. Iwezi mwakilisa heidi kwa jeza, wano kwa naku kutiswa, nzira icha, zekuti wanga batu fei, kwa kuma na wanita bazari kutia zi, lakini kutika utrafiki, zima drugs nga like. Saka ndiwezi mweza, kume kwanza kuita, Ini awareness campaigns na communities akshono gara. Ya ena drugs arizi kambizikera misti boku chetu. Raga mbizikere munu uye sisa kwa nga tiba nsirani kutiti yezi kupeja kambizikere na drugs ni imbali.
Aha, tinotenda wa boku. Sa, kansila moyo mpendo geguwe, kwezi weni. Yebo ule mzamo, oyenzayo, insanganiso ezizimeleyo zile mzamo, eziyenzayo, uhulumendu ule mzamo yake. Kodwa kungahlanganwa njani ukuze udubo lolu lulwiswe ngabantu bebambene beyimbumba?
Ngiyabonga. Okungenzakala yikho lokho okubalulekileyo ukubana indatha zonke zihlangane. Ama-INF lawa isaseyise. Emphakathekileyo kuqalisa kugazi ekulungiseni imithetho ngoba abantu ababanye abathengisa amadrazi bayabanjwa sibili kodwa akula zijeziso ezemplaukuthi kweyesaka ukuthengisa amadrazi njalo abanye ngabantu abathengisa ezigabeni lapho engihamba khona njengokhansela iyatshela ukuthi ikhansela kula bantu abathengisa amadrazi kodwa ngabaripota bayaboshwa namhlanje kusasa bevoke sebephumile. So, as you know, Kwa 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 Njenge mchile ulitina ito chuchu ula. Nenguchiwe iskuli nato iskuli nato kiesu. Nche semeni nengu kutabantu ule sari. Uwe ni abanyoza njenge izimu. Uwe uwe zenge la sandando. Yaku ama hayo si ama tibi dogota ai sisi imeuse unganisha ukuta la resource ati ama parliamentary yote tume ni crafti chetu imuti alara la chenga machaji kwe resource sisi ni zima ingawa wewe ni kileta uchale ungeni zima sababu ya njia ni ama kocheni ama kocheni ndao asedawa hinda saa dura isaranuza ukuthi ama youth lawa sele kutheni ele aya afford ukuthi ngokutheni kodwa ama utshala lokungenelizwe labo sa reduce sokungena lokho ukuthi ayinto yenkomperiro yo ayenza ukujale kuba yazi yazi engutheni kodwa ngokune reduce ukuthi kule tshala okungavumela ebizweni ngokutshala kwakhona yathola ukuthi itshaya idola for two ngiyayela kathi ngibuzele yami ngalani isifiso umtholi umuntu sehawulisa esendinga abanye bathi ngiyabe sengani inkoso engani yala kubatshele sesifikile ukuqhuya amabala bakhe ngokuthi umuntu uyake ngasakwazi akwenzayo ukuthi ngisentshise baya iyahamba sibibisiwe imashane sihamba emzimbeni yamayouth emzimbeni lo okunathayo.
Siyabonga kansela ngubamba umlomo khonapho kahle sithatha umlaleli uTalent Mukutsha. Tinemtereri va Talent Mukutsha makati henyu va Mukutsha muri utinzwa here. That's a bad line there. We cannot proceed with that. We'll try and reconnect with him. But as we wrap up and Zokere kwa muri va box, how do we strike a balance between fighting drug abuse and fighting criminality? Because drug abuse mostly goes hand in hand with criminality. Mr. Box.
Hello. Okay. Yes. Yeah, that one is it's a tricky question. But just like what I said, if we try and create an enabling environment whereby we do keep our people who are using drugs, putting them in rehab centers, and also ensuring that you know, psychosocial support services, where they were trying to kill the elements of criminality. But can I teach you those facilities to ensure that our people are actually treated, our people are rehabilitated, to find out that the issues of criminality will actually continue happening. So there is a need for us to really cut that supply, whereby we are saying that we are actually putting issue to do with drug use in line with a lot of criminality. Some people, you know, they are now just taking the issue of drug use as an excuse to their natural criminality, which is in them.
Thank you, Mr. Box. I'm sorry we'll have to leave it there. We are out of time. But thank you so very much to our guest, Bulawayo Councillor for Ward 26, Mr. Mpumelelo Moyo, as well as Mr. Wilson Box, Director, Zimbabwe Civil Liberties and Drug Network. Let's make another date tomorrow. I'm your host, Ntungameli Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe. Thank you.